Northwest tribes stand to receive big payments from the federal government after a U.S. Supreme Court decision today. Here's the upshot of the ruling. The government has to uphold contracts with American Indian tribes, even if Congress shortchanges those deals. Correspondent Jessica Robinson has more.
Many tribes have taken over the services that the federal government used to provide them, things like education and law enforcement. But legally, the government is still required to foot the bill, so it contracts with the tribe itself to provide the services. Except the federal government's checks have frequently come up short. The Interior Department argued Congress doesn't allocate enough funding for full reimbursement. But in a 5-4 ruling, the High Court said a contract is a contract. Anchorage attorney Lloyd Miller represented tribes in the case. He says every tribe in the country was underpaid.
Now that would be unheard of in the defense industry, to sign contracts to build jet fighters, to feed our troops, and then not to pay the contracts and not to go back to Congress if you ran short.
It's not yet clear how much money Northwest tribes would receive after the ruling. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.